This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Yes, welcome to Just Saying. Thank you for joining me, Aaron Wright.
Hello.
Colette Smart, child psychologist from Family Smart.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Katrina Rowe, author of FromMouthsOfBabes.com and children's author. Welcome.
Thank you.
And today we are talking about something, and I'm just going to go straight to Katrina because we're talking today about reading with kids, literacy. Congratulations on your book that is obviously, we chatted about this a couple of weeks ago on air.
Yeah, thanks.
But this is a very exciting topic. Firstly, as a children's author now, I'd love to hear your point of view on reading to kids and the obvious benefits of it. Yeah. I don't need to say, is it important? Obviously, it's important.
You know, I could wax lyrical about this for hours.
You could. So what do you think about this book?
Okay. Well, firstly, look, obviously reading with your kids, it's essential. And it's essential because literacy is essential for life. But I wanted to say that I think literacy is kind of like almost the last reason to read to your kids, because it's like saying we eat because we need fuel for the body. I mean, we do, but that's not... You know, that's why we eat at the most basic functional level. But, you know, or like playing the piano, you know, we need to play our scales, but that's all the good stuff comes after that once you've learnt the skills. So reading, I think, is valuable to kids mainly because it gives us another perspective on the world. So through reading, children learn how to tackle challenges. They learn how to see situations from different points of view. That the way their parents approach the world is not the only way of doing it. And they see and experience things that they wouldn't otherwise. And I think reading, you know, it teaches us basic cultural values, that's obvious, but it also stimulates the imagination. And so, you know, I think in stories, things that would be otherwise impossible become possible. And the reason that is so important is that it's at the core of anything we do in life, any challenge we take on, any new venture, we have to believe that our life could be different. You see? So it's like a skill to be able to picture life being different. And that's basically at the heart of any kind of enterprise that we have. I also think the issue of quality time is so important. And it's one of the key ways that kids get quality time with their parents. And then the other thing I think that is really important is to do with language. And it's to do with being able to express emotions, but also being able to form ideas, because vocabulary is basically the building blocks of ideas. So the skill of actually having ideas and having thoughts is really dependent on having the vocabulary and the words to be able to express those thoughts. So it's really the most basic level of education that then I think leads on to every other good gift, basically.
Awesome.
Oh, I love that. Katrina, I love that.
Now, when's your book on books coming out?
And there's so much research that shows that language, exposure to language, really increases kids' social and educational advantage over their peers. And I work quite a bit with children on the autism spectrum and kids with ADHD, and there's so many fantastic kids' books that teach them about emotions and about feelings and relationships. And you're right, it is so much more than just the phonetics on the page. They're learning so much about how to relate to each other. It's brilliant.
Absolutely.
And then you also spoke about the relationship with the parents. There's nothing like a toddler jumping up and snuggling on mum's lap or sitting next to dad at bedtime and having that story read to them. It builds relationship. And I must just say that parents mustn't stress out if their toddler sits for all of 3 minutes or 5 minutes initially and then goes off and wants to play and doesn't listen to the whole story. That's okay. It's about building the relationship and building the love of reading and love of books rather than forcing them to sit there for 10 minutes.
Absolutely. Aaron, what's it like at your house? Is this a bedtime thing? How do you
From birth. In the hospital, we're reading to our kids, which is a little odd. But it is it's such a great thing, quality time, relationship building. One of the things we're doing now is longer style books, reading them to all our kids and separately and stuff like that. And one of the ways we engage our boy who's just about to turn three, he, of course, wants to run off after a minute. This is a great, someone gave us a gift of a book, a longer book is about a crocodile, and it came with a little crocodile stuffed toy. And
I've got that book.
Yeah,
no, it's me personally, I've got that book. Someone gave it to me. Maybe I have a short attention span.
Maybe.
And it's cool.
It is cool. And he holds that while reading the book. And that he keeps his attention. Now, that can apply to any other book. Get a stuffed toy, something relates to that book. And that actually holds him, which is really
something
cool.
Something tactile.
Absolutely. It makes a big difference. And you can hold them a lot longer when they can interact that even step forward. Like the baby books where you sort of rub the page and it's rough or smooth or whatever.
So picking the right book is
absolutely
quite essential.
The prop that can engage them that bit more.
That sounds good. All right. After the break, we're going to keep talking about kids and books. Welcome back. This is Just Saying, and today we're talking about reading to your kids. It's more than just a bedtime routine. This is important stuff. And Katrina, who's just released her first children's book, tell us more about your thoughts on this one.
Well, I was going to say, I sometimes hear parents say, no, look, we don't read to him. It's always boys because he's not interested in books. Mm-hmm. He just tears at the pages. And I think if that's the case, you just haven't found the right book.
Yep.
I mean, boys do read differently. They tend to want to read more nonfiction. They like things with machinery and sports and active things. And so look for those books. There's a fabulous book called Dino Trucks, which is just fantastic for little boys. You know, I show me a boy between the ages of 3 and 6 that doesn't love that book, and I will be very surprised. So I think look for the right books. I think read variety is good. You know, read about the real world, read about the imagined world, read the Bible, read picture books, read poetry, read comics. You know, they're all equally valid. The newspaper, you know, everything has something to offer. And if you do those things, I'm sure you'll find something that your child, even if it's a Superman comic.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm glad you said that about the comics. Obviously, I'm not saying children should go and read comics in place of everything else. But if you have boys that are struggling with loving books, and you, if reading comics in between is keeping them into the reading,
yes,
Calvin and Hobbes and that, I love the humor in Calvin and Hobbes, and boys really enjoy that.
Yeah.
And I often have parents say to me with their children in year four, they're surprised when they say, my child is struggling to read and struggling with reading, what should I do? And when I say to a parent of a year four child, read to your child, they look at me like I'm mad. But it is one of the most important things you can do. Mm. You can read kind of parallel with your child so that you read one paragraph and your child reads one paragraph. Listen to them read. They listen to you read, so they hear the intonation of your voice. They learn new words while they're following along with their finger or their eyes. So there is so much benefit in reading with your child.
Yeah.
My husband actually reads to my almost 12-year-old son excerpts from Bear Grylls every night.
Oh, cool.
And it's brilliant. Bear Grylls, Mud, Sweat and Tears. So my son reads his own book, and then every night he hangs out for that time for he and dad to read a chapter of Bear Grylls. And the amount of life lessons that they have gone through and discussed just because of reading Bear Grylls. Mm. And that's the point of reading to older children.
Yeah,
it leads you into so many other topics about life that you wouldn't naturally possibly ever come across.
Yeah.
And I love that time. I love listening to them read it.
That's so cool. And it's a nice alternative, I guess, to ABC Kids or something like that. Everything they see is going to be like, you know, but when you read a book, you can travel the world in a book.
Yeah, and Carla touched on something else, is for the kid who really doesn't want to read, get something that ties in with their favourite movie or TV show. Now, that some of those books are awful, but who cares?
Yeah, better than nothing. Yes.
Aaron, what's it like in your house with four children? They're going to have, I guess, you don't know yet, they're quite young, but growing up, they're going to all have different tastes and different... Yep. How does that kind of work, and how do you think it might all fit in?
Look, it's a bit stereotyped at the moment, but the fairies and the princess books, obviously the girls love, and Geordie loves the books about the animals and the trucks and all that kind of stuff. But one of the things I also found interesting, as you make that transition to from reading to a child and them starting to read themselves, is the amount of patience that we need with them. And when I was trying to be a teacher, I worked as a teacher's aide with kids that had trouble with reading in primary. And one of the things, you really struggle to remain patient when you keep saying, that's the, it's just the. All right, we read it a minute ago.
I can't tell you why, it just is.
it's the hardest thing. But of course, if we get frustrated, then it adds to their obvious frustration as well. But and with our own kids who may not have a learning difficulty or any issues, just the patience thing is so important. And they want to read the shopping list. Don't go, oh, come on, we're in a hurry. Unfortunately, you've got to suck it up and be a little late and let them have a go at reading milk or the milk. It's the, all right?
Seriously, Aaron, it's funny you said that, because when Kaylee read Marty's Not Free Party out loud, it took her 25 minutes. And my friend sat with her. Fortunately, I didn't. But in my head, I'm going, ah!
Now, Katrina, when you did set out to write Marty's Not Free Party, what kind of age group, firstly? And is there a specific way that you had to go about that to reach that age group? So language skills and all the stuff you've been talking about?
Yeah, look, I always remind people that in the Beatrix Potter book of Peter Rabbit, she uses the word soporific, so, you know, which means to become sleepy. So you don't have to limit yourself totally to their vocabulary. You can throw in a few extra words because that's how we extend them.
Yep.
But as long as most of the language that you use will be at their level, then they'll be right. And kids actually love learning new words.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they might not ask, but you go, do you know what soporific means?
So if you've got a four-year-old, maybe looking for a book slightly above what they are currently reading is a good idea.
Yeah, I think nice having tip, a mix. Yeah. I think having a mix. And never be scared to go back to the baby books either. You know, sometimes they want to read, you know, a simple book about opposites and you're like, are you serious? This book will take 1 minute. But, you know, read at all different levels. That's
fine. It'd be okay if your child wants to read the same book for weeks and weeks. My four-year-old at the moment is reading Sammy the Snail every single night.
I hate that book.
I can't bear it. And he loves it. So we use it to
goggly eyes. Oh,
sorry, but that's what he loves at the moment, so that's what we do.
Oh, I absolutely love it. I think that and Aaron teaching kids the word the are my highlights from today.
Can I just add one little thing? The other great thing about reading with your kids, it's an extended cuddle, you know?
Yes.
All the endorphins.
Love
it's
it.
Good, you know.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you, guys, and I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.